Wednesday, the beginning of Paul's ministry. It did not take long, only a few days, and Paul went to the synagogue. He is a Jew. And he preaches there. What was this theme? Jesus, the Messiah, the risen Savior. The Jews were astonished. They were shocked. And they asked, isn't this the one who wanted to take captive all the Christians here in Damascus? And he talks about Jesus as if he were a follower of Jesus. What has happened? And they tried to argue with him, but soon they discovered Paul had the better arguments. He had the verses from the Bible, the verses which showed it was predicted. Isaiah 53. The Messiah will come, he will suffer. He will suffer and die for our sins. And they had no arguments. The arguments, they melted away. So what to do? In Acts 9, we read, in verse 23, after many days had gone by, the Jews conspired to kill him. But Saul learned of their plan. Day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. But his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. And so Paul escaped. He went to Arabia, first in the desert, for 3 years to make plans. How to show that Jesus is the Messiah. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul writes to the people there, to the disciples, about his opinion at this time. Galatians 1, verse 11. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, rather. I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Directly. And because of this direct revelation, he acted in a dramatic new way. When he preached there, in the synagogue at Damascus, the Jews were helpless. The arguments of Paul, that they didn't know what to say about it. They were really helpless, and therefore they planned to kill him. And from this time onwards, till Paul was killed by the Emperor Nero in Rome in 67 AD, every year, every month, yeah, nearly every day, Paul was in danger of being killed. The more followers he created, gave birth to for Jesus, the more he was hated. He was the star in the early church. And therefore Satan wanted to kill him day by day. but God did not allow it. That is the difference. God tells. And God commands. He is the one who is in charge of everything. No one else can touch you if God doesn't want it. That's good to know, isn't it?